Kill it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting all the way from the fresh air in the hills of Hwedza. I should not have said that. we're not in Hwedza, we're in Maroni. No, that's the same thing. Yeah. We're in Murambinda. Recording all the way from roots in Murambinda, ladies and gentlemen. It is another episode of The Clubhouse coming to you.
The network is actually quite good for Murambinda.
You know, he's on the topest.
Chief Unetar.
Don't even get, guys, don't even get it twisted, bro. This is Mofu country, come on. This is what we do.
I've got a picture for you, Mofus. I've got a picture for you, Mofus. Just to show you, what we planned. And for you guys.
You don't boast about being a liwayo in Deb slang.
Why?
It means you're getting chowed.
Chowed. Liwayo, it's actually like I used to say it when we're laughing at someone, like you're at Lizzie's. Oh man.
You know, kunda wera bete. Wera bete. Cockroach. To be fair, it'll be the only thing that's left after a nuclear disaster. So
check your WhatsApp. That's what we're gonna do to y'all.
Anyway, I'm not even giving you the time of day. Anyway, everybody, today's gonna be a shortest show, for many reasons. One being that I can't be as vulgar and vile because I am at my mom's house, so I have to be well behaved.
So you pretend to be someone else?
No, not even. I'm actually this person. Generally, I'm actually this well-presented, well-spoken, intelligent individual. But anyway, sorry, our intro has taken a turn for the worse. It is, as always, your host, Chief Gaff, joined by the usual numbskulls, the gruesome twosome, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, or Tweedledum and Tweedledummist. Izzle to the Bizzle. What's up, bro?
You know me, bro. AKA, even when it's wet, I still play. Little spray never bothered me. Formula One last weekend, bro, was cancelled. Come on, Dragon, get your mind out the gutter. Come on.
That just didn't sound right.
That was about the Formula One, guys.
Bro, okay. That is just all
right.
So...
We'll say that.
And by the way, we are rugby players as well. Remember that, right? Even if it's raining, like pouring down, we still play, right?
That's right. Yeah, so Friday night, a couple of drinks.
But I must regard my levels where Mautotsan Angura is in genuine. Bro, just chill. Exit, chill. Right. Dragon, how are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm good.
Right, cool. Let's get stuck into it. First thing, Tino, stop being so emotional, bruh. Okay. They are the wannabes. They're the biggest score in the history of the New Zealand and Australia locking horns put on them. So relax, bro. Okay. Relax. Go back to your little crying corner and relax. All right, dude. Still getting touchy. Nay, get out of here. Boo. You know how it is. Like,
when why are you attacking our guests?
I'm attacking Tino X. How do you want to call us?
This is the problem with these fanatical All Black fans.
You know,
fanatical.
No, but honestly though, all jokes aside, I think we have acknowledged that Australia have, in spite of themselves. They've put themselves in this position where they just haven't had the performances that they should, that we know they can actually put together, given what they have available to them. I think they can do a little bit better, but I think they've done relatively well for themselves given the state of the game in Australia. Anyway, they've done relatively well.
It's just not
good enough, mate. Always a bridesmaid, like never a bride.
Do we? Ooh, we.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And mind you, I'm an Arsenal supporter, so
You look, I'd like we've been saying, and I guess what better way just to get in straight into the discussion, isn't it? Given that the game's on Sunday. The Aussies they look like they're building to something. We just can't tell where it is as yet, and whether or not they'll get there, that's the biggest question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was quite excited. I'm hoping. Is the side out?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. No, Quay Cooper.
It's very sad. Exactly.
That is BS. BS.
Very stupid.
But you know what the thing is? To be honest, when you watch the YouTube clips of their training and whatnot, I don't know if Quaid was actually training as a player or just as a guy there to motivate.
Oh, boy.
The guy had his, he had his track pants on. Whilst everyone else is stripped out down to their vests and their shorts, right?
Bro.
This is the thing. So, to be fair, it didn't look like he was, but we would have. It would have been exciting to see someone like him get booted up and ready to go.
And the question that comes. Sorry, go on, Jeff.
No. I'm just saying, I'm excited to see Simon Karevi back. Karevi and Ikitau. I think he'll be.
Are they starting in the midfield?
Yeah, in the midfield, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, look, the backline is pretty decent. I think what's two elements are missing in that backline, to be perfectly honest with you. You're missing Cooper at 10 and O'Connor at fullback. Done. You think that,
well, that'll be a killer backline, though.
That's a backline where you've got your dual playmaker role. One with a bit of madness and insanity and someone else with a bit more calm and control, which is what you need at the back, who's got a low error rate. As well,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, very good backline. I'm happy, bar for Tom Banks, you know, happy about that backline. The pack, I don't know what the story is with Harry Wilson, but you can't not start it. He's a phenomenal player, absolutely phenomenal.
Could it be a case of, I don't know, actually, there's no excuse for that kind of nonsense, to be fair.
Yeah, but I mean,
there actually is no excuse.
When you break that team down, right, again, the sad part is what kills this Australia team is the fact that, again, we have the spine is just full of players that are not good enough at this point in time. Bar, I guess, Tate McDermott, because he's proven his worth.
But I actually rate him, eh?
Yeah,
now I do as well.
The majority of the spine, like Tom Banks, isn't there, you know, and it's not that he's a bad player, but his errors are such simplistic errors. These are not test match rugby player errors. These are shoot shield errors, you know.
No.
Who fixes that? And he's a bit of, you know, so Tom Banks, not particularly at the races. I like the look of the second row, to be honest with you. Matt Phillip and Darcy Swain, brilliant. Happy about that. I think the back row has not gotten there. They don't have the right mix. I think, honestly, you need Harry Wilson there. Harry Wilson.
Why would they have a Valentini at 8?
Like, I was like, about honestly, to say this, something this, very
this,
interesting.
Let's be honest here. About Valentini.
Yeah, right? Like, we spoke about Valentini and Sai Kalalotto before the tournament, and we said, these guys had to come to the party. They had to show up. They haven't. So why are we putting Valentini at 8? Why has he gone there? Why have you guys removed Harry Wilson? What is going on in Australia?
This is the thing. This is it. It's a bit of a tricky... I don't know. I don't know what Renz has got planned or what's going on in his head. But yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is.
But speaking about the backs, Korobeti and Karevi and Callaway, that's looking pretty nice. The backs are looking good. Karevi, Ikatao, Callaway. I think that's good stuff. That is good.
These guys. Be chowed. But Pete, look okay.
Dude. So, yeah, Karevi versus Havili. That's not a bad matchup for the Sunday morning, man.
No. Like, I think it's this is probably going to be Avili's first real test. You know what I mean? Someone of Karevi's quality. I think that'll be a good opportunity for us to see where Havili actually is.
But the funny thing is, people actually underestimate the value in Havili's defensive game. He's pretty high up on the tackle count. Actually,
weren't you the one complaining about his technique here, bro?
No, good you.
No.
That was good. I'll even take it. I'll own it. It was good. But Havili's decent defensively. Not the big hitter, but it's the smart tackler. He makes smart hits. Not big, but smart. Which is always important. You need some form of intelligence defensively in your midfield. So, which is pretty good. But yeah, speaking of backlines, though, I think, like you said, I think the All Blacks backline has the edge. What's going to be really important is if Weber can actually distribute the ball quickly to Aaron Smith levels of speed or close to. That's what's going to be really important. But he's definitely going to be a damn sight faster with the ball than our boy TJ Perenara, because Perenara is slow, bro. He is slow.
He plays a slow game, very slow. But I mean, Brad really deserves this. He deserves this opportunity, guys.
No, the janitor's been waiting.
I mean, the number of times he's been in the squad, gone to the World Cup. I think he only got one game there. He's toured with them, end of year tours or whatever. He's actually got a very low test count, or even let's call it minute count rather. And you know, this is a good chance for him to actually start a game and see how he does it.
Do you know what's interesting? What I find quite interesting is the makeup of the back three, in that in terms of the aerial battle. I think the All Blacks have the edge, because you've got three tall men, you know, in your back three. So in terms of winning that aerial battle, I think those contests for the high ball is going to be exciting. I think this is almost, you know what, I hate to say this, but this is almost the back three that will nullify what South Africa brings with their kicking game.
If they can hold on to the ball.
Simply because of the physical presence of, and height-wise.
Yeah, like Jordy is bloody tall. Right?
Like Jordy is 6'4", 6'5". Will Jordan is 6'3".
And Ken is an athlete and a half. That guy
Enrico is what, 6'2", 6'3". That's some pretty tall dudes, right? That's some pretty tall dudes. And that can really nullify the South African kicking game and their sort of search for aerial dominance. Now, not saying Damian McKenzie isn't good in the air, but I think this is the game where you bring the Bok game is the game where you bring McKenzie off the bench to run people ragged. It's so silly, because the way you're thinking about Jordy and all of this, say what you like about him, but this could be what we could see the makings of now, to see if that's Jordy can work.
But well, Jordy this needs is to
stand up.
Exactly. This you is know, to, this to is his chance.
He's never done well against the Springbok side. You know that he always has dumb errors. And I'm going to use the word dumb errors against the Springboks.
Yeah. I don't know. It's exciting. Back row makeup. Again, I think playing RD at 8 is not my cup of tea. But if Paps is going to be the guy to fill in Kane's jersey, then let him be the man to fill in Kane's jersey. You know, and I'm happy that Ardis is in there.
I think they've gone for work rate, obviously. I mean, you can't question Dalton's work rate. On and off the ball, the guy is all over. He's got the same traits that you get from Sam Kane, right?
That is what players do.
Okay, all right. Just gonna let it slide.
I spent 3 days on the road. I'm exhausted. The last thing I need is to listen to your blues drill. Blues
banter.
We bring it. Go on, Drake.
So I think he's got the qualities that you get from a Sam Kane. And obviously, this year, I would imagine, is one of those years where you need to start getting some experience under some of these lads, in case we find ourselves in the situation that we presently are, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You don't have a Sam Kane. You need to know who you can play, when, and how. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of disappointed, because I don't think Jacobson has gotten enough opportunities, at least starting opportunities, particularly at 8. That, to me, is still a bit disappointing. But look, I think it is what it is. And like you're saying, it will come eventually.
Bro, this is what, the fifth test of the year? Yeah. Jacobson started how many? He started two.
He started the Fijian test, yeah.
No. He started the second test against Fiji. He started one.
Mm-hmm. So who started the first one?
Hoskins.
Oh, yes. Actually, you're right. Damn, and he hasn't been back since.
He hasn't been back since. So this is the fifth test of the year. I think what Foster's working on is combinations.
Yeah.
He's working on combos. And I feel like he's finding his combos to play the Southern Hemisphere teams, and he's finding his combos to play against the Northern Hemisphere teams, because they're going to have to modify the game. I think Jacobson is the type of guy who will thrive against the Northern Hemisphere teams, personally.
I just think he'll thrive either way, dude.
Let's see the balance in this trio. Let's see the balance in this trio, and let's see how it goes. I mean,
they are pretty balanced.
Yeah, they are pretty bad. I'm excited to see Blackadder getting a shot as well. You know, that's going to be good. And Tupovai.
It's been a while since we've seen Ethan do something.
Dude, yes. But these benches. It's
been a while since we've seen Asafo do something. But
Asafo has not even getting a shot. I don't know what he said to the. I don't know. He must have pissed off Fuzzy, Brian. That's hard to do. He must have told him that's why your contract is not getting renewed. He's like, oh, you want to see? Want to see, bruh?
I'm going to show you now.
I'm going to show you. I don't know. But Takeyao as well. The opportunities he's gotten, he's taken them. And now it's also good to see someone like him get a shot.
Sony hasn't dropped the ball, bro. Like, he's just done what he needs to do. He's done what he needs to do, and he's done really well at it. So, but yeah, I think the Wallabies will give it a damn good shot, but I think it will go down to the last 15 minutes, and I think the All Blacks will sneak it.
Well, they've also got quite a stacked bench as well. Not stacked, okay. Let's not use the word stacked, but
experienced.
They've got a very decent bench.
The Wallabies, go.
Yeah, and Pete Samu's come onto the bench.
Yeah.
Nick White is on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this guy. Mm-hmm. Nick White is
Nick White is a legend, bro. He's just so funny. Just manages to get under people's skin. So it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the All Blacks will sneak it last 15 minutes.
I think the biggest part about this game that I really want to see is how Bowden looks when he's opening at 10. I want to see what that looks like. That's going to be, to me, that's the most interesting part about this game.
Boy better bring his A game. Because
let's see what Japan has taught him. Let's see how he's fared in the last season.
This is one of those opportunities you don't want to stuff up, because they won't come. There won't be many others. Although that boy Richie's got his grip tight on that number 10 jersey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's holding on tight. So Bowden needs to bring it if he wants to at least have 10. Since his brother's got 15.
To be fair, he's I don't think it's a lack of. We do definitely know his quality, and when you look at it,
game time.
He's just not. He just hasn't gotten the game time, and which is also good because Richie is getting minutes under his belt as well. That's the biggest thing to do right now.
Sneakily, Foster could be picking a heck of a squad. Sneakily, he could be stumbling into a phenomenal squad. And I mean, you've still got some guys to come back. I want to see if RTS will bring anything to the table. I also want to see if Caleb Clark will bring anything to the table. They need to have a big 2022.
Dude, it's going to be massive.
Clark is back from the Olympics.
Yeah, he rolled the dice and it was a bad idea.
But dude, I feel sorry for Stephen Gedosh. I mean, dude.
Did he even travel as a reserve?
He did.
He was a traveling reserve.
Damn.
Look, you win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some.
But I think when you look at it as well, he benefited a lot
from
this. The Sevens program is going to help him as well with what he can add to his game.
Yeah, we'll see. So, gents, predictions real quick. Predictions.
All Blacks by 10.
Good. Trago?
I'll go All Blacks by 20.
Eesh. They're playing in Perth. Come on.
I don't care. I think one of the reasons why I'll say 20 is these guys...
They're aware of the hoodoo now.
They know what's going on. And I think not only that, with all of the noise that these buggers were making, the lead up to this, and I think there's got to be a statement to be made. And no better time to make it with Ardi leading the boys out, and let's see what he can do and get his boys to do. But I really think they're going to make a statement.
I think AB is 17.
Oh yeah,
17. Yeah, 17.
You know, to me, the Wallabies had a chance to pull out a card that no one is thinking is in their pile. Put Quay Cooper in, see what he can do, see what he can bring to. With bring him in. This is the same thing we're discussing with the guy from in the Lions too. What's his name, by the way?
Finn Russell.
No, the other guy got flew out. Who never got to play a game.
Oh, Marcus Smith.
Mark,
right. You know, you've got this ace in the hole that no one can predict how they're going to play. And then what do? You don't use them.
Yeah.
Right now, after this game, they've got SA, which is not a game you can sort of dabble in. And then they got the Argies. Come on. You know, you said, just pull that Quaid. Just pull him out. Just put him on the field. You messed up. Then you lose, and we speak ill of you, and you complain.
Oh, but yeah, that you gotta tell Tino.
So
I am telling Tino.
Yeah, Tino, better listen up, dude. Listen up. All right. Any more? Anything else to discuss about the weekend? Not much rugby this weekend.
Curry Cup. There's a lot of rugby. Curry Cup semis
are happening.
Pro 14 Bulls, starts.
Bulls are hammering Western Province at the moment. 41-19.
Jeez Louise.
And they took out the Pumas, bastards.
Pro 14 starts tomorrow as well, eh?
Who's playing?
Who does it?
Yeah. Pro 14 is on tomorrow.
Who's playing?
Let me just pull up.
Pro 14 or top 14?
Top 14. Top 14 tomorrow. Yeah, so Toulon versus Montpellier.
Is Colby making 92. His debut? Is Colby making his debut?
Isn't Colby in
Toulon?
He moved to Toulon.
In Australia. With the Springboks.
Here you go. Yes, sorry.
For the rugby world, for the championship.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot about that. My bad.
Racing 92, Stade France, Paris. Brad, you're the French-speaking guy here.
Yeah.
USA, Paris.
Oh, Perpignan.
Uh-huh. This is CA Brive.
Oh, Brive.
Yeah. And then Biarritz Olympic.
Biarritz Olympic.
This is Beagles.
Bordeaux Beagles.
Bordeaux Beagles. And then Castres Olympic. Versus Section Palois.
Oh, Section Palois. Uh-huh. Which is also known as Po.
So those are the games on tomorrow. From 2 o'clock, it's on fire. It's 2, 4 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 racing, and
9. Racing 92 in Stade Francais is going to be epic. That'll be a good game. Where are they playing? Are they playing at, what do they call it?
Jean Boulon.
Oh, okay. They're not playing. Okay. That's not a bad stadium to play. Oh, all right. Cool. The games at the La Défense Arena are awesome, bruh. Under the roof. It's epic. Nah, so some decent rugby. I'll be back in Harare in time to watch that.
And then, of course, the Sharks. This is the Griquas tomorrow as well. Curry Cup.
Go Griquas.
Go Griquas. You know, I've actually secretly been supporting the Griquas, but I think the Sharky's going to do it, mate. That Sharks team.
Go Griquas.
And in other international rugby, USA versus Canada tomorrow night.
So, Tottenham has 10 as well. I think it is 10.
Shaguni Mafels, USA, Kuafa.
Yeah.
Because when he came here, USA versus Canada, they never so much.
Unless. Until Tinashe is playing for them, we're not watching.
Tinashe actually said in an interview that he has dreams of playing for the Eagles, eh?
He should. I don't blame him, man. He didn't take his chances.
Anyway, ladies, gentlemen, fans around the world, unfortunately, gotta love you and leave you. This fresh air out here is getting to me.
Intoxicate him.
Anybody got any last words? Any fame? Any parting shots?
None from me. Just to
not
say,
from me either.
Yo, Tino, better stock up on Kleenex, bro, because you'll be wiping tears all freaking day on Sunday.
Get off me, bro.
Please bring him on Monday. Please bring him on, because we're just absolutely gonna just like abuse the.
I think he can hear, so he will find out from
we're gonna give him so much grief. No, but seriously, it'll be an interesting game. Gents, yeah. From right. Here, all of us at the clubhouse, have a great evening. Stay safe, mask up, be well. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.